Ray kicked the second thug in the shin. He cried out in pain, reflexively releasing Ray and grabbing his injured leg. The man in black swore and scrambled to his feet. Clearly, neither thug had expected her to fight back so well. When the man in black reached for the dagger hidden in his shoe, Ray yelled and ran her staff into his chest as forcefully as she could. The man hit the ground, hard. One more thwack on the head and he was out cold. Ray turned all her attention to the second thug. He was still cradling his leg, but he seemed to suddenly remember that he was holding a blaster. He started to lift the weapon, but Ray knocked it out of his hand before he could even blink. With one more blow, the second thug joined his friend, unconscious in the sand. Ray leaned on her staff, catching her breath. Apparently, Unkar really wanted BB-8. BB-8! Ray ran to the bag where the droid was still trapped. Hang on, I've got you. A very disgruntled BB-8 emerged, swiveling his head back and forth. He was getting quite fed up with being captured. He spun his head to look around the market one more time and saw something that scared him much more than the Tito or Unkar's thugs ever could. What's wrong? Ray asked. BB-8 wasn't making any sense. He kept looking back toward the Hapabor watering troughs and beeping about a jacket. What's so important about a jacket? BB-8 finally slowed down enough to explain. There was a man behind them, watching them intently. And somehow, he was wearing Poe Dameron's flight jacket. The man must have stolen the jacket from BB-8's master. Or perhaps even worse. Ray was still keyed up from her fight with the thugs. Without thinking twice, she sprinted right toward the man wearing the brown leather jacket. She had time to watch his expression move from surprise to confusion to panic as he turned to run away. But the man didn't get very far. He was clearly unfamiliar with the Nima marketplace, and Ray quickly overtook him. She slammed him to the ground with her staff, knocking the wind out of him. She held her staff close to his face. What's your hurry, thief?
What?
The man looked confused again. Ray wondered how he could have stolen something from a trained resistance fighter. The man was certainly no criminal mastermind.